This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Sarah Long. First this week, saying goodbye to a young voice against muscular dystrophy.
Then, a related report on the scientific interest in a small child with big muscles. He has earned the name Superboy.
And learn how some American schools are trying to help students control their weight.
Last week, in the American state of Maryland, more than 1,000 people attended the funeral of a local poet. The mourners included former President Jimmy Carter. Oprah Winfrey, of television talk show fame, was also there. The poet had appeared on her show. They all gathered to say goodbye to Matty Stepanek. He was 13 years old. In his short life, he wrote 5 books of poetry. 3 became national bestsellers. In all, his books have sold more than 1 million copies.
But Matty Stepanek also became known for his work to support the Muscular Dystrophy Association. This group looks for ways to cure 40 disorders. These all weaken the muscles that hold together the bones of the body. More than 1 million children are affected in the United States alone. Matty Stepanek was one of them. He had a rare form of muscular dystrophy called autonomic mitochondrial myopathy. This genetic disorder made his muscles extremely weak. It attacked his heart rate, breathing, blood pressure, and ability to process food. He died on June 22nd at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. The same disease that killed Matty also killed all 3 of his brothers. His mother, Jenny, has an adult form.
Matty Stepanek began to write poetry at age 3, after one of his brothers died. A small publishing company printed 200 copies of his collected poems in 2001. The book was called Heart Songs. Before long, people across the country wanted copies. Matty made public appearances and was in the media. But he spent a lot of his time in hospitals. He used a wheelchair he named Slick, and he had to be connected to feeding and breathing devices.
We might think of his life as terribly sad, but Matty did not appear to. He told people that his purpose in life was to bring peace to the world, and he got to meet another peacemaker, Jimmy Carter. They wrote to each other for 3 years. At the funeral last week, the former president called Matty the most extraordinary person he has ever known. A flag of the United Nations covered the boy's coffin. Matty Stepanek also recorded his poems. Listen now as he reads from one called About Things That Matter.
A person, by my name and being, exists with a strong spirit and an eternal mindset to become a peacemaker for all by sharing the things that really matter.
The same week that Matty Stepanek died, there was news that might offer some promise for people with muscular dystrophy. Medical researchers reported on the case of a healthy but unusual little boy in Germany. At birth, he was not nearly as soft as most newborns. The medical team immediately saw the big muscles on his body. But the doctors and nurses were more concerned about his health. His arms and legs made sudden movements that were not usual for a baby. The team at Charité University Medical Center in Berlin called on Marcus Schulke, a brain specialist who works with children. Dr. Schulke examined the baby, but tests did not show anything wrong with the baby's brain. The boy appeared perfectly healthy, and within a few months, his legs and arms moved normally. No one could explain the large and well-developed muscles, however.
Dr. Schulke and several other scientists did blood tests on the boy for the next 4.5 years. Seijin Yi was one of the first researchers whom Dr. Schulke asked about the case. Dr. Yi teaches molecular biology and genetics at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. Several years ago, he led a study of a protein that limits muscle growth. The protein is called myostatin. In that study, the researchers created a group of mice with damaged myostatin genes. The mice developed 2 times the muscle mass as a group of mice with normal genes. Other scientists later proved that abnormal myostatin genes produce a kind of extra-strong cattle. These cows are called Belgian Blues. Scientists involved in the study of myostatin developed a theory. They thought a lack of the protein would affect humans in the same way as other animals. But no scientist could prove it until now.
Marcus Schulke, Seijin Yi, and other doctors reported their findings in the New England Journal of Medicine. They say the boy from Germany is the first human found with such a case. They say both copies of this myostatin gene, one from his mother and one from his father, are abnormal. As a result, the gene does not produce myostatin. And the scientists say the little boy is very strong. At 4.5, he could hold 2 3-kilogram hand weights with his arms extended out to his sides. The scientists also tested the boy's mother. She had been a professional athlete. They say she, too, appeared muscular, but not as much as her son. The report says the doctors did not know who the father was. But several members of the family were reported to be unusually strong.
Researchers at the drug company Wyeth also took part in the study. Wyeth is testing a drug to block myostatin production. The company hopes this might serve as a treatment for one kind of muscular dystrophy. The doctor will continue to study the so-called superboy. They say he is healthy, and they say he seems like other kids his age in every way but one.
We have talked a lot lately about the increasing numbers of overweight people around the world. Today, we are going to talk just about young people. In the United States, for example, the government says almost 1/3 are overweight or close to it. That is a national average. A recent study in Arkansas found that 40% of public school children there are overweight or obese, severely overweight. Being overweight increases the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and other problems.
American health experts say most children these days do not get enough physical activity either in school or at home. But many schools are trying to do something about the obesity problem. In the Northwest, schools in Spokane, Washington have a fitness and wellness program for all students. It starts early and continues through high school. The program teaches children to exercise and care for their health.
On the other side of the country, education officials in Virginia are considering several measures to improve student health. One is to offer physical education classes daily to more students. Another is to measure student health, then report the findings to the parents, like in Arkansas. That southern state has become the first in the country to require yearly weight examinations for all school children. Parents will receive yearly reports on their children's body mass index. This number shows weight in relation to height.
In recent years, a lot of schools have added food and drink machines to help raise money for education. But now, schools are under pressure to remove the machines or limit sales of unhealthy foods. Some schools have given students devices to measure how much they walk each day. And a new private school is to open in September in California. The Academy of the Sierras says its goal is to help obese students lose weight and improve their health.
Science in the News was written by Geraldine Watson and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. We had recording assistance from Dwayne Collins. This is Bob Doty.
And this is Sarah Long. Join us again next week for more news about science in special English on the Voice of America.